Hop into 3 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. On the phone with me right now is author Valerie Battle Kinzel, who's on the phone to tell us about the new book, 100 Things to Do at the Lake of the Ozarks Before You Die. Valerie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing good. It is that season to hit up the lake, and I've never been to the Lake of the Ozarks. So the first thing I want to ask you is, tell me about why you're doing this book. To lure people like me to go there?
Sure. It's for people who have been there many times or people who have never been there. And what I'm just trying to do is to tell a story that the lake has something for everyone. If you don't like water sports, you don't like fishing, there is plenty of outdoor activities to do. There's hiking, there's shopping, there's state parks, horseback riding, you name it. It has something for everyone of every age.
What specifically do you like most about hanging out at the Lake of the Ozarks? I understand that you and your family has had a lakeside house there for almost 40 years.
I like to actually get in the lake on a float or in a kayak and just paddle around the shoreline and just see what kind of wildflowers and things I can see. I also like to go, we call it a sunset cruise, go on a boat ride and watch the sunset and have an adult beverage, and it's just gorgeous.
Adult beverages at the lake is always a good thing, Valerie, of course. I wanted to ask you as well, what would be one thing that would surprise a lot of people that you could do out there at the Lake of the Ozarks?
There are two sand beaches. Lake of the Ozarks State Park is the largest state park in Missouri, and it has actually two sand beaches. Plus, you can rent boats, you can rent paddle boards, you can do stand-up yoga. It just has all kinds of stuff, but I didn't know for the longest time that it had sand beaches. So if you're into making castles and dipping your toes in the sand, that's the place to go.
How did you come up with the process to find 100 things to do? That is a lot of things.
Well, as you mentioned, my family and I have been going down there for 40 years. And so each year we have people come from all around the country and all ages and stages. And we try to find different things to do, different places to eat, different activities every year. So I already had a really pretty extensive been there, done that list on my own. And when Reedy Press, the publisher, said they wanted me to do this book, it's part of a series that they have of books like this in cities all around the country, I said, yeah, I can do that. And I had well over 100 things, so I had to actually narrow it down.
I got to get out there. I always heard about it. It's great to go out there, especially around the 4th of July. That's what I hear. It's like the biggest time. Would you say that's the biggest time that most people go out there and hang out at the Lake of the Ozarks?
I think so, although I was just down there this weekend, and it was busy, very busy. I think the fact that we had, you know, cold weather, we had rain this spring, and it was such a gorgeous weekend. I think that really drew people out, and not too hot, not too cold, and it was just beautiful down there.
All right, so we got to get people out there to get this book. Where can they purchase this book at, or where can they find more details?
They can purchase it through the publisher, books at reedypress.com. And some of the local chains like Barnes & Noble are also carrying it, and some of the local bookstores also carry it.
Make sure you pick up one of these books, 100 Things to Do at the Lake of the Ozarks Before You Die. I have a copy myself. I'm going to check it out, and hopefully I can get down there and experience some of these ideas that you got down, Valerie.
I hope so. Start checking off things that you get accomplished, right?
Got to do that for sure. Thank you for your time, Valerie. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care.